Texte numéro 34. Ethical standards for AI weapons. Should we be afraid? In coming years, US drones will be equipped with advanced artificial intelligence technology. That raises a startling scenario. Military drones squirreled away in tiny unmanned bases in or near Afghanistan, ready to take off, scan the territory, instantly analyze the images they take in, identify and target terrorist activity, ensure the target is clear of civilians, fire a missile, confirm the kill, and return to base, all with little or no human intervention. The true purpose of AI weaponry is to achieve overwhelming military advantage, and in this respect, AI is highly promising. The ability to attack from a distance with unmanned weapons is becoming a key element of US military strategy. Artificial intelligence, by endowing machines with the ability to make battlefield decisions on their own, makes this strategy viable. Russia has robotic tanks and missiles that can pick their own targets. China has unmanned mobile rocket launchers and submarines and other AI weapons under development. Turkey, Israel, and Iran are pursuing AI weapons. The US, meanwhile, has already deployed autonomous sub-hunting ships and tank-seeking missiles, and much more is in the works. About 10% of the Pentagon's budget is cloaked in secrecy, and hundreds of billions more are buried in the budgets of other agencies. Scientists, policy analysts, and human rights advocates have raised concerns about the coming AI arsenals. Some say such weapons are vulnerable to errors and hackers that could threaten innocent people. Others worry that letting machines initiate deadly attacks on their own is unethical and poses an unacceptable moral risk. These objections have done nothing to slow the AI arms race. Still, a former US Defense Deputy Secretary insists the US military is strictly committed to keeping a human decision maker in the kill chain so that no weapon will pick a target and fire on its own without an okay. But other nations may not be as careful, he says. As far as we know, the US military is the only one that has established ethical principles for AI. 22 nations have asked the United Nations to ban automated weapons capable of operating outside human oversight. But so far, no agreements have been signed. If Russia, China, and others give AI weapons the authority to choose targets, the US may face a choice: go along or operate at a military disadvantage. That sets up a race to the bottom, in which the least ethical or most careless adversary, one that is most aggressive about fielding AI-enabled weaponry regardless of reliability and safeguards, forces others to follow suit. Indeed, military leaders in a hostile, competitive world are not known for their ability to resist advanced weaponry, regardless of consequences. Adapted from Newsweek, September 2021.